Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
So this is our kitchen slash group area where we would normally have hold all of our groups, do some cooking or have snacks, and our couches here to hang out. We put up some of the artworks on the walls and
psikolog profesional Miranda Keshin mengatakan, lantai layanan kesehatan mental Headspace biasanya ramai dengan remaja dan pelajar. Namun sekarang, klinik yang terletak di Camperdown itu seakan tampak telah membeku seiring waktu, seperti kebanyakan tempat lain selama pandemi virus corona. Miss Keshin menunjukkan karya seni di dinding dari tahun sebelumnya, spanduk promosi untuk acara yang tampaknya tidak pernah terjadi, dan peralatan dapur yang tidak terganggu di dalam laci.
So it's quite a lonely, empty space at the moment.
Headspace, organisasi nirlaba yang didanai federal, menawarkan dukungan kesehatan mental bagi mereka yang berusia 12 hingga 25 tahun. Layanannya mendapat permintaan tinggi dari demografi yang bisa dibilang paling terdampak oleh pandemi coronavirus. Miss Keshin mengatakan, generasi muda Australia telah berjuang keras melawan tantangan ekonomi dan psikologis sepanjang tahun.
For that slightly older age group where, say, university age, most of university is still online. So they're not having that connection. And say for that first year of uni, that's the time where you make new friends and you're getting to interact with the people in your class. And then when you're just trying to study and study alone, you're just spending a lot of time in your bedroom, and that just exacerbates low mood. It also increases the urge to withdraw further in terms of anxiety.
Inilah yang terjadi pada Sidan Akarya. Pria berusia 27 tahun itu tiba di Australia pada bulan Februari, bersemangat untuk belajar di luar negeri, mandiri dan terpisah dari keluarganya di Mumbai, India.
First time out of living away from family. I have been to many countries, but for a week or two, that's about it. For shoots and productions, that's about it. I have never really been out of my home living lifestyle. This is the first time I've come out of the house, and within a month's time, I'm confined to a room.
Ketika kasus virus corona mulai melonjak di Australia, Sid kehilangan pekerjaannya di bidang hubungan masyarakat dan ia pindah tempat tinggal ke tempat dengan harga sewa yang lebih terjangkau. Namun ia kesulitan untuk terhubung dengan teman-teman serumah barunya.
I have never lived with people except for Indians. So I was really skeptical about doing that because A, the difference in food, B, the difference in lifestyle. So I was really skeptical about that house. It is really difficult for me to adjust with their lifestyle because they had a very different lifestyle from me.
Sid pindah 3 kali sepanjang tahun sebelum menemukan tempatnya sekarang. Satu dari 3 pekerja berusia 18 hingga 24 kehilangan pekerjaan antara bulan Maret dan April. Itulah menurut Biro Statistik Australia. Sebagian besar pemuda Australia bekerja di industri yang secara langsung terpengaruh oleh penutupan perbatasan, pembatasan perjalanan, dan tindakan jarak sosial seperti perhotelan dan retail. Pengangguran yang meluas memaksa mahasiswa seperti Sid untuk pindah rumah, meminjam uang atau mengambil pinjaman pribadi.
And back in India, things were very difficult. My parents were not able to go out of the house and send money. I didn't have much savings in my Australian account. My parents couldn't send me money, so I had to borrow money from my housemates.
Lauren Solomon adalah CEO dari Pusat Penelitian Kebijakan Konsumen. Ia mengatakan tingkat orang muda Australia yang meminjam dan mengambil pinjaman pribadi meroket selama pandemi.
So young Australians out there are clearly accessing all available options to help them make ends meet. We were collecting data across many essential service markets, energy, telecommunications, paying the rent. And what we've seen over this survey since May is an uptick in young people struggling to make basic household bill payments. We're also seeing young people now turning to family and friends. Really worryingly, one in every five young person in our survey said in October that they were borrowing money from family and friends just to manage those basics. And increasingly, we're also seeing them turn to personal loans, and one in 10 now saying that they took out a personal loan in October.
Miranda Kashian dari Headspace mengatakan, kekhawatiran finansial sangat mempengaruhi kesehatan mental.
Things like not being able to get work then exacerbates so many other things. Like if you can't afford rent, you can't afford to eat, like all of that is going to have a huge impact on not only your study, but your mental health, your social interactions, because then maybe you can't go out and actually see anyone because you're worried, I don't have any money, I can't afford.
Pemuda Australia telah mendapatkan tingkat bantuan terendah dari semua kelompok usia dari paket dukungan pemerintah tahun ini, dengan JobKeeper gagal menanggung sebagian besar dari 1 juta pekerja lepas. Pelajar internasional seperti Sid dikecualikan sepenuhnya dari paket tunjangan tersebut.
You know, not being able to pay rent, not being able to get used to the way of life in Australia, because I've hardly had interactions with people apart from the community, because I couldn't go out, I couldn't meet with people, I couldn't talk to people apart from people from my own community. It was really a vicious cycle. I mean, day in, day out, I was just praying to God that I just want to get through to this day, just one day and one more day and one more day, just one day at a time. I just want to get through this.
Dua survei besar yang diorganisir oleh Institut Melbourne di Universitas Melbourne menemukan hampir seperempat dari mereka yang berusia 18-24 tahun melaporkan tingkat tekanan mental yang tinggi selama tahun 2020 dibandingkan dengan 9% pada tahun 2017. Tetapi Ms. Cashin mengatakan masih banyak stigma terkait pencarian bantuan.
What is therapy going to look like? Is it going to be sitting in a couch while someone says, tell me more about what you're thinking? Particularly for young people, there still is a lot of stigma around reaching out. And also for young people, not having the language yet to recognize what's going on, to ask for help or be able to verbalize that.
Menyampaikan perasaan dalam sesi terapi bisa menjadi lebih menantang bagi mereka yang mencoba berbicara dengan konselor dari latar belakang budaya yang berbeda.
Say you come to see someone and there is a cultural difference, and you're not feeling heard, you're not feeling valued, you're not likely to come back. And I think that's what can be really tricky is you with a young person, you might only get that one chance to see them and to make that first impression. And if there is that mismatch, or they're not feeling that this person understands where I come from and my cultural background, then they're not going to come back.
Ms. Cashin mengatakan, mengakses layanan kesehatan mental bisa menjadi lebih sulit di daerah regional di mana terdapat lebih sedikit layanan dukungan. Ini adalah kesulitan yang dirasakan oleh Richard Mason yang berusia 29 tahun itu.
The last 4 or 5 years I've built my life around the suburbs. So most of my support network and my social network lives in those suburbs. So I was pretty much completely isolated from them physically. I mean, we all were. But even when our restrictions started easing, I had to wait for them to start easing too.
Bagi seseorang yang sudah menderita kecemasan dan depresi, beban tahun ajaran ini meninggalkan mahasiswa Fakultas Media dan Psikologi itu di tempat yang gelap.
You know it's going to end, and you know you're gonna, things are going to be all right, but I just a full year of, I guess, yeah, just living on Zoom or not seeing my friends, you know, all the time, not being able to go into uni and just coping with online study and, you know, trying to be self-motivated. It all just piled up. So I did have a pretty extensive period of ill health.
Tingkat pekerjaan untuk warga Victoria yang berusia 18-24 tahun adalah 46% pada bulan September, dengan negara bagian Australia lain yang melonjak kembali hingga 65%. Para ahli mengatakan datanya menggembirakan, menunjukkan bahwa lapangan kerja bagi kaum muda Australia cepat pulih. Namun dampak negatifnya mungkin akan terasa dalam waktu yang cukup lama. Nona Salomon dari Pusat Penelitian Kebijakan Konsumen mengatakan bahwa generasi muda Australia mungkin membawa beban hutang ke masa depan mereka.
Young people are particularly struggling to make ends meet when it comes to their basic household bill payments, but they're also increasingly taking on debt. And it's this sort of cumulative impact of increased debt, while we're also seeing people miss those payments, that could really create quite a big debt spiral for young people with lifelong impacts.
Ia mengatakan karena dukungan seperti JobKeeper dan JobSeeker berkurang dalam beberapa bulan mendatang, pemuda Australia mungkin lebih rentan terhadap kebiasaan berhutang. Pusat tersebut meminta anggota parlemen untuk memblokir perubahan yang diusulkan pada undang-undang pinjaman yang bertanggung jawab.
The reality is, winding back those laws at this point can create a very significant increased risk of vulnerability and an amplified impact, and that can have a scarring, result across our nation for many years to come. And it's young people who are ultimately going to be the ones that will bear that burden, and it's an unacceptable risk.
Ms. Cassin mengatakan, pandemi ini telah mengungkapkan betapa pentingnya jaringan dukungan formal dan informal. Dan Sid menyetujui. Ia mengatakan ia tidak akan bisa melewati tahun ini tanpa dukungan dari keluarganya.
They were there. My parents are really supportive. My father used to wake up early in the morning, because if I am waking up at 7 or 8 in Australia, it's 2 or 3 in India. He used to wake up at that point of time. He used to call me. He used to encourage me. He used to give me those words of wisdom that I could keep in my mind for the rest of the day. And my mom has been helping me with, she used to teach me how to make food, Indian food, so that I am not feeling out of house, I am not feeling away from home.
Sementara itu, Richard Mason menantikan kesempatan baru tahun depan.
Look, I'm feeling confident. Like, there's no reason not to be. I'm looking forward to study. We will be back sometimes, which is really exciting, especially for some of our more practical units. And hopefully for some of the club and social things that I'm heavily involved in at university as well. I am also looking for some work or some internships in media as well. So hopefully some more of those will pop up. I'm really excited about next year to actually take on opportunities that I haven't been able to do this year.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.